Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1692. Is vitamin A good for acne? By Christine Cherney with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Oh, and don't forget, on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday since it's the middle of the week, I'd like to provide you with a little bit of inspiration. So, here we go. An Italian proverb says, quote, "Do good and care not to whom," end quote. Now, today's author comes from Healthline.com, and I love reading from Healthline because whenever they make a claim, they back it up with actual research studies. And with that, since I'm so excited to read this post to you, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Is vitamin A good for acne? By Christine Cherney with Healthline.com. Overview. Vitamin A is an essential nutrient found in orange and yellow fruits and vegetables, as well as other nutrient-dense food sources, like leafy greens. As an antioxidant, vitamin A can help promote better skin and overall health by fighting free radicals. Vitamin A may also help ward off inflammation, an underlying factor in acne vulgaris. When it comes to treating acne with vitamin A, topical formulas show the most promise. These products are also called retinols or retinoids. Don't take vitamin A supplements to treat acne without checking with your doctor first, though. They can make sure the supplements won't interfere with any other medications or supplements you may already be taking. Benefits of vitamin A for acne. Vitamin A is an antioxidant. Antioxidants are known for neutralizing free radicals. Free radicals can lead to cell damage. As a result, this may help decrease skin aging. Vitamin A may also help treat acne, but it all depends on the source and how you use it. Eating vitamin A-rich foods can promote better skin health from the inside out, while topical formulas may target acne directly. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, or AAD, retinol or retinoids, a topical form of vitamin A, can help treat and prevent inflammatory acne lesions. In fact, the organization recommends using topical retinoids to treat several types of acne. Retinol may help improve acne by decreasing inflammation, increasing skin cell growth to heal lesions and scars, possibly decrease sebum or oil production, smooth the skin, even the skin tone, and protect against environmental damage. Retinoids may also work well with antibiotics as needed for clearing up severe acne breakouts. What does the research say? There's a lot of research backing up the use of topical vitamin A for acne, but research on oral vitamin A for acne has been mixed. Older research couldn't support oral vitamin A as an effective acne treatment, but researchers did say it could possibly prevent acne vulgaris from getting worse. More recent research concluded oral vitamin A is effective at treating acne, but the study was small and of low quality. Overall, vitamin A as an acne treatment is most promising as a topical treatment. While it's important to get enough vitamin A in your diet, this isn't the best acne treatment solution. Taking too much can harm your health. How much vitamin A should you get daily? Vitamin A content of foods and in supplements is listed in international units, or IU. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, states the daily value of vitamin A for people ages 4 and up is 5,000 IU. You shouldn't take more vitamin A just for the sake of treating acne. This could lead to severe health consequences, like liver damage. Food sources of vitamin A. Vitamin A, like said before, is an antioxidant, which may help fight inflammation and free radicals in your skin, all which may contribute to acne. Most people can get enough vitamin A through diet alone. The following foods are rich in vitamin A. Orange and yellow vegetables such as carrots and sweet potatoes. Cantaloupe. Apricots. Mangoes. Green leafy vegetables. Salmon. And beef liver. Overall, though, the American Academy of Dermatology says there's no specific diet proven to treat acne. The only exceptions are to avoid sugar and dairy, which could possibly aggravate breakouts in people who are already prone to acne. Getting enough vitamin A in your diet can help promote overall skin health, but it's not likely to treat acne alone. Instead, focus on a balanced diet with lots of fruits and vegetables for healthier skin. Vitamin A supplements. Vitamin A supplements may help improve your overall immune system and your skin health. However, consider taking supplements only if you don't already get enough vitamin A through diet alone, or if you don't already take a multivitamin. Too much vitamin A can lead to adverse health effects, including liver damage. Birth defects are also possible if you take excessive amounts of vitamin A while pregnant. Side effects of too much vitamin A in supplement form can include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, headaches, and coma. It's important to note that these side effects are linked to supplemental forms of vitamin A only. Excessive amounts of beta-carotene found in vitamin A-rich fruits and vegetables won't cause life-threatening side effects. Also, keep in mind that the FDA doesn't monitor the purity or quality of supplements. It's important to talk to your doctor before you begin taking any to weigh the benefits and risks for you. Using a topical vitamin A product. Despite the potential antioxidant benefits of vitamin A, topical formulas show the most promise for acne treatment. These can come in the forms of creams and serums. A 2012 review found concentrations as low as 0.25% may provide benefits without side effects. If your dermatologist thinks you'd benefit from a higher concentration, they may order a prescription strength cream. When you first start using topical vitamin A, it's important to begin gradually so your skin gets used to the product. This could mean using it every other day at first, before you eventually use it every single day. Beginning gradually can also reduce the risk of side effects, such as redness and peeling. Retinoids can also increase your skin's sensitivity to the sun. Be sure to wear sunscreen every single day to prevent sun damage. The takeaway. Vitamin A is just one potential treatment for acne. Your dermatologist can help you decide what treatment measures are best depending on the severity and history of your skin health. Good skincare practices can also go a long way for acne-prone skin. In addition to eating a nutritious diet and using topical products, getting enough sleep, water, and exercise can also promote better skin health. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Vitamin A Good for Acne?" by Christine Cherney with Healthline.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, the other benefit of consuming enough vitamin A most days is eye health. Now, first, I said most days instead of every day. I chose my words carefully. This is because vitamin A is what we called a fat-soluble vitamin. This means that vitamin A gets stored by the body, and yes, some of it gets stored in our fat cells. Because it gets stored, it means we may not need to consume it every single day. On the other hand, vitamin C, for example, is what's called a water-soluble vitamin. Vitamin C, that means, doesn't get stored by the body, and so it's important we try and get enough of it every day. Okay, back to the other health benefit of vitamin A. It helps our vision. In fact, one of the first symptoms of a vitamin A deficiency is night blindness. Here's an example of night blindness. Imagine, you're driving around at night on an unpopulated street. Then, a car is coming towards you from the opposite direction. They drive by you with their headlights on, obviously, since it's night. After they pass you, it takes some time for your eyes to adjust. For a few seconds, you can't see clearly in front of you because of those headlights. This would be an example of night blindness. Now, in some cases, this may mean you're not getting enough vitamin A in your diet. But of course, if you do experience any vision issues, it's definitely a good idea to chat with your healthcare provider to make sure it's not a more serious issue. But in some cases, adding more orange and yellow fruits and vegetables into your diet may make that night blindness less severe or go away completely. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.